Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colbert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis, it's a little gloomy. It's a little gloomy.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say.
Yep.
Cloudy, a little gloomy. Mm-hmm. I am very susceptible to the weather as far as my attitude goes.
Yes.
And have just been playing Blue Christmas over and over again today.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because Renee got on the Zoom and was like, I don't know why I'm so grumpy today. It might be because you've been only listening to one song over and over.
Yeah, well, that might be it. Exactly. Which exacerbates the feeling of just being a Scrooge.
Yes. And you know what song honestly cheers me up?
Well, let's hear it.
Of all the Christmas songs is You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
That is a good one.
You wouldn't think it does, but it's so fun.
Yeah. That's correct.
Right?
You are correct to choose that as yours. I involuntarily get a little bop to have a holly jolly Christmas.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Which one says which one is that?
Oh, sure. Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
That one I like also.
Of course. Yeah.
It'll get you.
Now, I will say, I've done it to myself.
Yeah.
I know this. I have gone through this for years and years and years, and I had it figured out. But then last year, I made an exception. Mm-hmm. So for me, I have 10 days of Christmas in me, mm-hmm. and I know that.
Yes.
So I have to start like on the 15th.
Yeah.
So that I can, I don't put up the decoration. I don't have a thing. Mm-hmm. And then it's joyous. It's a wonderful, joyous thing. But then last year I put it up a little bit early because it was and I loved it.
Oh.
I had the best time and it was great. So this year I was like, hey, look at me. I'm healed. Great. December 1st, those decorations going up.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No.
Too soon. Mm-hmm. Too soon. Mm-hmm. My tried and true rule. And I didn't listen to myself.
I get it. So right now we have just Christmas lights up. And the tree mm-hmm. is up with lights, but there are no ornaments on it yet.
Yes. Yep.
And I'm finding that works well because my favorite part of Christmas is Christmas lights.
They're
so cute.
Yeah.
And I love that, I love when the little town centers and whatnot get all Christmas out. They're so pretty. Everything looks so nice. That to me is the best part of the entire season. The actual holiday, whatever. But the decorations leading up to it, love it.
Get
love
those
the
lights. We love it so much. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I don't anticipate that it's going to be Scroogey for the duration of the season.
No.
But today is some reflection. And I've ruined everything.
That's not true. Also, it is Monday, which is the famous day for being
happy. I got a little bit of the Monday scaries.
Yeah, a little Garfield.
This conversation can't go anywhere because it'd be fraught with spoilers if it did. Are you watching Succession?
No, but people are having reactions to it.
Yes, I'll say no more. The series finale was last night. I watched it 2 times in a row.
Oh, okay.
Loved it so much. I loved it so much. But I think just based off the title alone, you will know that it is a family vying for who is going to succeed the dad.
Yes.
And so tensions are high. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like maybe that got in. When you watch Succession twice, you're going to be in a grumpy mood the next morning.
That makes a lot of sense. Yes.
Could also do it.
I'm not watching it. I started it a long time ago and went, I don't know if this is for me. And now I'm like, I should have stuck with it only because it's that weird thing where it's like, oh, it probably is good. And now I'm getting spoilers for things if I do ever watch it. Which is fine.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. And you know what? I did the same thing. I watched it when it first came out. I was like, I don't get this.
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense. And then I watched it. I started watching it again this fall, binged it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I get it. It's hilarious.
Okay, great.
Sad, but hilarious.
Yeah, I got to give it another shot. Because I think the very first episode when it first came out, I promise we'll talk about dogs.
But, yeah, I promise. We're getting there, guys. We're getting there.
When it first came out, I was like, I couldn't figure out what the genre was. Like, I didn't know. I was like, is it supposed to be funny or a drama or what? I didn't understand what it was, kind of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think now I'm more on board for that type of thing, but it was confusing me.
Yeah. Now that you know that it is a sort of magnifying glass up to the ultra rich.
Yes.
You're just like, oh,
yes.
This is real for them.
Yeah.
Oh. That's how you feel about it. Yeah, you get it. You get it.
Sorry to
the ultra rich listening. Yeah. Not you. Obviously not you.
To all our 1% fans. Right. We're not talking about you.
No, you are kind and generous and loving and giving and thoughtful.
And hey, don't forget our Venmo account. Names.
Yes, if we could play, if you just a quick bill in the old Venmo. What a Merry Christmas
a little,
it'll be.
Who's on the Benjamin Franklin is fine.
Sure. Oh, okay. You know? Oh, not me. $1 billion, please. For Renee. Okay, dogs. Alexis, these sweet sweeties. I've been listening for 5 minutes and not a one dog has been mentioned.
Sure, that's rude. Sorry.
I can't have it. There's so many dogs, you guys. Oh my goodness, the dogs coming up in the show. Alexis, will you please tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into this very episode?
Yes, I would love to. So, of course, we have our Crick Crumb Boat updates, where we, it's a portmanteau of our three dogs, and we tell you things about them. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you about Crumb's grammar. And Tugboat was accidentally helpful.
Accidentally helpful. Okay. Really helpful, but accidentally. Yeah.
We have a My Minute. It's a return. We asked for it. GGB Arthur's number 2 from Naomi. After GGB Arthur's first My Minute, we said, we need a follow-up. We have more questions. And Naomi delivered. So I cannot wait.
Come on.
Yeah.
What a gift.
Tugboat finally, what do you just call it? Nan and Goose update?
Yeah.
Great.
Tugboat met Nan.
Oh.
It like really met Nan this time. Great. Ugh. Great.
They're so cute. And then Renee's Rorschach Christmas cookie cutter game we're going to play.
You nailed that on the first try. No editing involved.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm very impressed.
Really good,
that would have taken me 8 takes.
Really good alliteration you did there. and then we have, of course, our annual pet owner gift guide for this holiday season. Yeah. We make fun of gift guides and then tell you ones that we would actually want.
Great.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun to me.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Alexis.
Renee.
Crumb is working on his grammar.
He's working on grammar. He's creating, I don't know if it's even, if we were going to call it grammar or like inventing a new language.
This is button themed?
This is button themed, yes.
Okay, sure.
So. Okay. I've changed the buttons since last I talked about them.
Okay. Well, somewhere give us an update. What are the new buttons?
So we have food, of course. Mm-hmm. That's a classic.
Sure.
He loves that.
Obviously, food.
Yes. You know how he loves to
it's
do
it. It's the best.
Multiple
my favorite soundtrack.
So we have food. There is a I love you button.
Oh.
There is a cricket button, a crumb button, and a ball button.
Okay.
That's all of them right now.
Okay.
And so, yes.
In your mind, what is to happen during the cricket and crumb button?
Well, yeah.
This is what the story is. Okay.
Kind of.
Zipping a lip.
Literally, he's pressed the cricket button just to be like, where's cricket? Because sometimes cricket will be asleep in his crate and I think he wants to play. So he'll go and press the cricket button and be like, can you wake him up? I'm trying to play.
Wow.
Yes. So
very
he's
impressive.
Being good with that. Okay. He hasn't been using his own button, which is interesting. I wasn't sure if he would or not.
Yeah.
But what he has been doing is, so the I love you button, basically I would show it to him. It says I love you. And then I would pet him a bunch to be like, hey, if you ever just want snuggles, you hit the I love you button.
Ugh.
And he's hitting that button the most, which is so cute that like multiple times throughout the day, my dog is just like, I love you.
Yeah, it's too much.
Right. But here's where the grammar gets funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is I took away for I had like a button that said dance. If he wanted to do like, because that's one of the tricks he knows really well.
Right.
So like maybe
right.
if he wants to do like training stuff, he can press this.
Right.
But I took it away because I was like, I can't have you asking for treats. Like food is enough, but like this isn't gonna work.
Sure. Yeah.
So what he started doing is he would hit he hit I love you and then food. And I was like, I love you, food. And I was like, you want treats. You're trying to, your little brain is putting things together, being like, I want food, but the kind, I want the I love you kind. I want the.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he did it not, if he did it once, I'd be like, it was an accident, but he purposely hit both those two buttons. And I was like, you're, look at you, like making little connections of like, I don't want the normal bull food. I want
this is
I love you food.
Nuts. Have you started saving for his college tuition?
I should, right? I gotta start a piggy jar.
It's I think you have an Ivy Leaguer on your hands. This is impressive.
I know, and now I'm always gonna think of treats as being I love you food. It's so cute.
Hey, listen, hold on. I'm gonna call Webster real quick. Dear dictionary. Snacks is now I love you food.
I love you food.
That's it.
He's not wrong.
I love you food.
Like,
oh my gosh.
It makes sense.
Alexis.
Yeah. It's really cute.
Can we stop and get some I love you food?
Yeah, we
can. Come
go
on.
With, yeah, right?
No, that's all it's called going forward.
Yeah. So
Crumb's a genius. Okay. All right. Just some quick
next,
I love you food.
Mensa member.
That's it.
Yeah. Tell me about tugboats.
Less so. So it does involve food again. Okay. So I have a grocery store that's just up the block from here. So if you need, especially for like produce stuff, just walk up with my backpack, take the dog.
Yeah.
So here's what we need. We needed coffee. Mm-hmm. We needed eggnog. Mm-hmm. We needed oranges. Yes. And we needed kale. Okay. All in a backpack.
Right.
I wasn't planning on this, but the coffee was on sale.
Ooh.
Alexis.
Okay. Yeah.
4 for $20.
Oof.
Yeah,
ow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So in we go. But this superseded the amount of room that I have in my backpack.
Uh-huh.
So I did a self-checkout. Tugboat's very pretty. Tug's allowed in the grocery store.
Right.
Great. We love it.
Yeah.
He's doing so good. And then you also have to buy treats for Tugboat. Otherwise, he won't leave the store.
Right. Naturally.
So,
yeah.
So it's part of it. It's
you
part
I love
of
you food.
So,
yeah.
So my love you food. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So I get it all in there. And it is just it's brimming to the top. And there's no way I can get my kale to fit.
Uh-huh.
There's no room for the kale. Mm-hmm. So I zip it up, I give Tug his treat, and then we go out the store. And he's jumping at me like he does when he wants a treat. I was like, but you already got your treat. You're fine.
Yeah.
And then I gave him another treat, but that isn't what he wanted. And I was like, what is that thing? And he like kept nosing at the bag of kale. And I was just like, I mean, you can smell it if you want. And then he bought it with his little mouth and then started running home.
Oh!
So it is genuinely the help that I needed.
Yeah.
I didn't have room in my backpack. Don't worry about it. Tug's going to carry the kale. It was so cute. The amount of passersby who's like, he's carrying the kale. As you'd hear like 10 yards away after they'd pass. They were still processing that the dog had helped carry the kale.
The groceries.
And as listeners know, when Tug gets a hold of something that he needs to get home, it is a race to get home.
Yes.
So he is urgently. It did, I put it on Instagram.
Yep.
And one brilliant listener did comment, it's a kale emergency. And she wasn't wrong. It was a kale emergency, according to Tug.
Yeah.
But just, and his little, like, the clicky-clicky nails of the I'm just like, we gotta get the kale, we gotta get the kale. Now, I guarantee that Tug definitely thought that was a toy or a treat or a bag of bones or a bag of I love you food.
Yeah.
And luckily, I was able to slide a hand it fast enough that it did seem as though the bag that he helped carry home was his I love you food. It wasn't.
It wasn't, but...
And a part of me was like, should I? And, then the, like, egg mouth on him.
Yes.
Like, I was like, well, I bought the kale, but now the kale was no good because he's absolutely bitten all the way into the bag. Didn't bite it in the bag.
Really? A gentle, he just did a gentle enough grab.
Just a gentle mouth. Just a gentle mouth.
I'm curious. Do you think if you handed him, like, a small-ish, but, like, grocery bag, do you think he would carry it home?
Yeah, I do.
That's really cool.
It's... Now something that I should explore, huh?
I think so.
Because he loves doing it. He loves carrying it home.
And then you don't have to worry about, you know, any collapsing in the street on your way home because he's too tired because he's eager to get home.
Truly. Yes. Yeah. Because then we've got urgency to get home. I think you might be honest. Well, listen, the gift guide isn't done yet.
No, I think.
I can still add it a last minute entry.
I think you're right.
Grocery bag for Tug.
Okay. Yeah.
Put that on there. It was real cute.
Really cute.
It was real cute. It was real helpful. It was real. And there's also the thing of like, I'm strong. I'm independent. I live alone. I don't need anybody. And then for Tug to be like, why don't you? I'll help.
It's fine. I can carry the kale.
Come on. Yeah.
No problem.
I carried the kale, said Tug. Yeah. We love it.
Oh,
we love
it's
it.
Really cute. Thanks, Tug.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
Time is it?
It is time for My Mump Minute with Naomi's follow-up My Mump Minute with GGB Arthur number 2. Hit it! Yeah.
Hello, this is a follow-up My Mom Minute on Gigi B. Arthur. She has not gotten, she's gotten better about not having accidents in the house, but she has not gotten better about cleaning them up. So her parents rarely know and think she's still housebroken. An update on her name is that we originally named her Gigi B, but when watching the show Golden Girls, we thought that she acted like the character Dorothy or B. Arthur, so we tacked on the Arthur to her name Gigi B. She recently had a shave because she had mats, and the coloration on her back has disappeared, making her look almost exactly like an old dog. Our old dog, so nobody can tell when we see them. She hasn't gotten better about biting, but will start with a lick and then just progress right into a chew, so you can't tell if she loves you or she hates you. Thanks. Time.
Oh, Alexis, I love it so much. Naomi.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a Peabody Award winner, a Pulitzer Prize winner. Like, obviously, this is a journalist. I mean,
a budding journalist, yeah.
I don't want to pigeonhole,
yes,
but I do feel like this is what's happening. And to make the time for it.
Yeah. Yeah. First
just
of
like,
all,
okay, is that right? Sure. And then I got to do a follow up for the girls because they did ask. Now, can you refresh listeners' memory about the very first My Mom Minute questions that we had? What information do we have going
into this? Naomi sent in Gigi B. Arthur's first My Mom Minute. It was episode 300. If you're like, I just want to go hear it. But so basically, Gigi B. Arthur was just a little puppy. And was biting constantly and was kind of like, this, she's not really a good dog, but we love her. She's a puppy. And so we were like, well, we listened to it kind of late. And we were like, like, I wonder how Gigi's training has come. Like, is she still biting? And then also no mention of this perfect dog name. Where did that come from? Because, you know, you don't hear that long of a name and a Golden Girls reference all in one.
No.
So all the questions have been answered.
Excellent. Answered every last one of them. And the updates are delightful. Yeah. I love an update of like, you do not know if she loves or hates
us.
Absolutely. No, that's a verdict still out there. Naomi, you killed it. Yeah. That was a follow-up if ever I've heard of a follow-up. Mm-hmm. Gigi B. Arthur, also no notes.
No notes.
I know that your people would probably prefer a lack of biting, a lack of chomping, but I think it's great. I love a mystery.
Yeah, keep it up.
I love it unpredictable. Yep. I don't know. Maybe she loves him. Maybe she ain't. If your dog is unpredictable, Alexis, if somebody's like, oh, you want a capricious dog, do you? Mm-hmm. Do you want something that you cannot predict? Boy, do I have one for you. What are they?
Yeah, if you have a Schrodinger's dog, go ahead and record it on your phone, computer, whatever recording device you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com. We'll play on the show.
Sure will.
Hey there, beautiful people. I'm Travelle Anderson.
And I'm Jared Hill. We are the hosts of Fanti, the show where we have complex and complicado conversations about the gray areas in our lives, the things that we really, really love sometimes, but also have some problematic feelings about.
Yes, we get into it all. You want to know our thoughts about Nicki Minaj and all her foolishness? We got you. You want to know our thoughts about gentrification and perhaps some positive aspects of gentrification? We get into that too. Every single Thursday, you can check us out at MaximumFun.org. Listen, you know you want it, honey, so come on and get it. Period.
Are you riddled with guilt over your TBR pile?
Are you filled with shame about a book that you just can't seem to finish?
Are you having regrets because grad school killed your love of reading?
We're Reading Glasses, and we're here to help.
I'm Mallory.
And I'm Bria.
Let us absolve you of all your reading guilt.
Stuck on a book you don't like?
We'll help you dump it.
Can't figure out what to read next?
We'll recommend something in your wheelhouse.
Can't decide where to buy your books from?
We'll point you in the right direction.
No matter what you read or how you read it,
we'll help you do it better.
Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Now, Renee,
Alexis, here,
in
present.
You're present. Okay. I'm going to get straight into it, but we're about to talk to you about Pupford. But they reminded me of something that almost made me cry, which is in a good way. Okay. Good cry.
Yes.
Okay. There are people this year, I'm sure, because this happens every year, that are going to get a dog for Christmas. And it's about to be their best Christmas. And I just got, it makes me want to cry thinking about it. Someone in the world is going to have the best Christmas.
Right.
And if you're listening, and that's maybe going to be you, or you're giving a gift of a puppy.
Right.
Might I suggest the new Pupford app?
Yeah.
So Pupford, you know them for their incredible treats, but now they have an app. You can live positive reinforcement training from dog experts for free. This is a free app.
Brilliant. So smart. Yes.
Some of the things you can do with this. You can easily mark modules or behaviors as complete to stay on top of where you're at in each course. So there are courses. Okay. This isn't just a couple tips and then
you can work your way up.
Yeah. You can rate your dog's behavior to keep track of your dog's progress with the most important dog training behaviors. And you can learn from the top dog trainers in the world, including Zach George, Trevor Smith, and more. Which, those are the big names. I don't mean to...
Those are the people we use. Well, those are the people that I watch 5 minutes and go, maybe.
Maybe someday. Your tongue, have a carrot.
If I were to train, probably do it that way. That sounds about right.
And you can download the app for free from the Google Play Store or App Store, and your progress will sync between the app and the website, which I love.
Yep.
I love when that happens. You don't have to do it twice.
Great.
So
they've thought of everything. Yep.
Renee, what do they do?
Okay, well, I'd love to tell you. Obviously, of course, we're all in, especially when it's free. If you're ready to start your holiday puppy's life off on the right paw, head to pupford.com/app, pupford.com/app, or search Pupford, P-U-P-F-O-R-D, in the App Store and Play Store to download the app for free. Go, go, go.
Go, go. Go train your dog.
Alexis.
Renee.
It's cloudy and I'm cranky.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me anxious and stressed.
Mm-hmm.
if only there was something I could take and make it instantly better. Do you have any suggestions?
I have a little suggestion, which is why don't you try some to feel better with Feels premium CBD?
Yeah. That is exactly what I need. Absolutely. CPD isn't about what you feel. It's about what you don't feel. I would love to remove this anxiety, this dread, this worry, this
Yes.
And Feels is there for me. It's got me. It's got me covered. Alexis, tell me everything about this beautiful product that has healed me.
Yeah. So Feels, like I said, is premium CBD to help keep your head clear and feel your best. It's hassle-free, delivered directly to your door. CBD naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness, which is what I use it for. And there's no hangover addiction. It's safe. And also, if you're stressed by it, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience so that you find your perfect dose. The Feels customer service team is dedicated to making sure you get the best use of your CBD. Renee, I guarantee you they're ready. They want to try.
Yeah, they are. And again, you guys, I was the one who was calling the hotline. I was like, I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah.
It's great. So if you're if you're like me, I genuinely think this could help, especially during the holidays. So start feeling better with Feels. Become a member today by going to Feels, FEALS.com/CIPYD. And you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. Let's spell it again. FEALS.com/CIPYD to become a member and get 50% off automatically. You don't have to push anything. Your first order. Well,
you probably
already went to see the slash. The slash CIPYD gets you there. But taking off your first order with free shipping, feels.com/CIPYD. Go feel better.
Yeah.
Well, now, Alexis, it wasn't the first time. But it was the best time.
Ooh.
Friend of the show, I would say yours and my mutual top three favorite people in all the world.
Yeah. Just
in all the land. Amy Beth Solomon. Yeah. You guys love her. She created Notes from the Bathroom line. She's previously been on the show. She is the proud, proud partner of how does she identify? Probably mom.
Sure, yes.
Nan and Goose.
Yes.
Nan, a fellow fluffy pit bull.
Yes.
Nan's fluffiness is coming from a spaniel.
Yeah.
And we were like, hey, I think it's time to get the pups together. So Amy found a perfect dog park that was minimally populated. Just a few people. Went to go say hi. Nan and Goose together, Alexis, I just can't. The pictures don't do it justice.
No.
It is. Because I look at Tugboat and on a regular basis, say out loud to him, you're the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
Look, that is, I cannot handle how cute you are. And up against Nan, looks like a troll.
Oof. Wow. That's
just.
I mean, I.
Harsh words for Tug.
Yes.
But accurate words for Nan.
Nan is gorgeous. Nan's hair is like, it does look like she's wearing a wig.
Yeah.
In a way
that's. It's just a floppy toothpick. The amount, it's just endless fluff.
Yes.
And her body's just a little bit smaller than Tugboat's. So it's just the exact compact fluff that you want. And it took a moment or two for everybody to warm up to each other. But once they did.
Yeah.
I can't. Words don't describe. It was the sibling-like playfulness with which you would hope for themselves.
Because well,
with zero self-awareness on Tugboat's part, which is custom for Tugboat, but the amount of like just sitting together and not really thinking about it, the chasing around without boundaries, hey, let's all go in together on getting this squirrel was so heartwarming and put me in a good mood for three full days.
Because I think everyone is going to have this question is, are Nan and Tug a couple now?
I think so. It remains to be seen. Yeah. Are they a couple or are they titans of the industry? The fluffy pit industry.
Yes.
Like, have they partnered together to create a super fluffy pit?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
100%,
I know, and I don't know, they're keeping it real secret.
Okay.
They're keeping it real under wraps because they're professional in front of
us. That's true. Yeah, they don't want all the
gossip. But we've seen
the
professional
tabloid
couples.
Talks. Yeah. That's fair.
So, I don't know. I do think that I just strong-armed Amy. Is that what I mean? Mm-hmm. Twisted her.
Sure, yes.
Strong-armed? Yeah. What is strong-armed?
I mean, kind of similar thing. It's
strong-armed. Okay.
Know.
Strong-armed Amy into doing it weekly.
Okay,
so.
Great. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of updates here. If you guys have not seen the dog with which I am speaking, you simply must. Amy Beth Soul on Instagram. A-M-Y. Spelled normally.
Yes.
And then Nan and the Goose on TikTok. They do a real close-up view of Nan. And you got to have to watch it in installments because it's too cute to watch it all
at
once. There's also some real great footage of they ordered two beds, one for Nan, one for Goose. Only one came in. And Nan was not having it. Goose was like, well, this is my bed. And Nan's like, I'm pretty sure it's our bed. And to watch Nan try is...
Oh, I can't wait.
It'll soothe your soul.
Yeah.
It's great.
Ah,
it's great.
I'm so glad. Thank you for updating us.
Yeah. I am introducing a new game to the show.
Okay.
It is called Renee's Rorschach Christmas Cookie Cutter Game.
Yeah.
Now, it is a game that I play with myself every year.
Uh-huh.
That I've decided to share it with the masses this year. Nothing delights me more than taking a cake pan, like a specific, like, oh, this is a Ninja Turtle cake pan.
Yeah.
Or a cookie cutter. Oh, this is supposed to be a Santa. You do something else with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's delightful to me.
Yes.
I love it so much. So obviously for Can I Pet Your Dog, I would love to play this game with you listeners. Now, I know that this is going to take a lot of imagination for you to be like, I need you to imagine my Rorschach test is a tall order.
Sure.
But I think that we can do it together as a team. I also want listeners to participate because I think I'm catching them early enough that you haven't decorated your Christmas cookies. So can you do one of these for me and send me the photo of it?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yes.
Is my ask for it. Okay.
Please.
So to give a few examples, here's how the game is going to go. Obviously, we're going to go with your classic Christmas cookie cutouts.
Mm-hmm.
A star.
Mm-hmm.
So it's supposed to be a star.
Yeah.
But what if
I
made it a pug on its back? Just all four paws sprawled out. And a star is, it's kind of short.
Yeah.
So that's a thick pug.
Yes. Yeah. It's a stubby guy.
Sure. Of course.
Yes.
You get it. Let's see what else go. Okay. There's also, is that enough examples? Do you feel like everybody got what I mean?
I think so. I think that makes sense. Yeah.
By such a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, do you suppose the best way to do this is I will describe the cookie cutter and you will tell me what dog could fit in that shape?
Yes. I don't have one for all of them yet, but I'll do my best. I have some of them down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about that? Why don't you tell me which one you want me to describe?
Describe? Yeah. Okay.
Wait, you can cheat?
Okay. Okay. We'll cheat. Okay. I love it. Okay. Describe the Santa hat that is on this list.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So obviously I think we all have the cookie cutter Santa hat. Mm-hmm. It's just the hat. So you've got the white band at the bottom, mm-hmm. the hat on top, and the little ball dangling to the right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what's that going
to
turn into?
Okay. So what I think this is going to turn into, because the little ball, you know, it's like a circle off to the side. To me, looks like a dog. Okay. The white band is a dog bed. And it looks like a dog that has just sat up and is looking behind it because someone has called its name.
Alexis! I knew you'd be good at this. I knew you would be good at this. This is great. Yes, that's exactly what a Santa hat is. Yeah. It's a dog in a bed looking backwards. We all saw it. We all saw it. Yes. Okay, great. All right, perfect. You're killing it. What's the next one you want to
do? I think we can do the reef.
The wreath. Okay. Now this is pretty easy. Mm-hmm. This is basically a circle, but it's got little spikies all around it. Not spikes, but like pokies.
Yes.
All around to make a wreath. And then there's a ribbon at the bottom.
Yeah. It's so, like a bow.
Yeah. You've got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's that? I think what I would do with that. So with that, you know, without knowing it's a wreath, really what it looks like is just a circle, but you know, it's spikies all around. And then there are two bigger spikies.
Right. It's like two triangles at the bottom.
So I think you flip that around. Those two bigger spikies are ears. And then you got like a chow chow, just the face, like, or a Pomeranian like cricket is.
Yeah.
I think that's a real easy one to just go, this is just a fluffy dog.
It's just that. Now, can I build on this with you?
Yes.
I think it could also be a pudgy corgi.
Yes.
But you're keeping it in original wreath form.
Right.
So the two spiky ribbons at the bottom are actually their paws.
Uh-huh.
And then the circle all the way around it is just a corgi.
Yes. You know what it looks like? It's like a corgi that got its hair blow dried.
A corgi caught in the rain, but now this first ride. Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's a humid corgi is what it is.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect. Okay. I don't know how fun this is for listeners to listen to. I'm having a time.
I'm having
of my
a great
life,
time. Well,
what do you say?
I'll post these on Instagram so you can follow
along. Smart. Okay. Yeah. What do you say we do two more?
Okay. Yeah. But you surprised me because now those are the main ones I had.
Okay. So. No, I think you can think on your feet. Mm-hmm. I believe in you. Okay. So there is it's a winter mitten.
Okay.
Like a glove, but a winter mitten. So so it is the bottom how would I describe this?
I mean, it just looks like a, what is that? A mitten. You have like a larger kind of oval shape with a thumb part, another oval that is the thumb part coming off, and a straight bottom.
Perfect. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, this one is fun. I think what you can do, there's a lot of fun with a thumb there.
Yeah.
And if you ask me right now.
Right, and I am.
Okay.
Asking you right now, yeah.
I'd make that a tongue.
Ooh, see, we were on the same page.
Yeah?
Yeah, that looks, I think that the whole thing's just a dog head.
I think it's a dog head, tongue out, and then like, you know, you kind of got to make it, it's a small-eared dog, I'm not sure, right. Or maybe a flapped ear situation. Mm. So you can
like
kind of get a floppy-eared golden retriever tongue out.
Now, I think, because it definitely looks as a profile.
Yes.
So I think if you had the artistic ability to do with this, mm-hmm. I think we've all seen the fast flash cameras where you throw a treat at a dog and they make a ridiculous face. This does look like an action shot.
Just think you're
yeah. It's a little, the jaw's a bit askew.
Yes, 100%, okay. Yes.
Now, it's going to take some talent,
but
I think it is possible.
I agree.
Okay. Last one for the win. Which one do you want me to tell you about?
Let's try the snowman.
Okay. All right. Let's see what you got. Looks like a snowman. Okay. So it's got, this one is, it's not a three-pronged snowman. It's a two-pronged.
Yes.
So it's got a big circle and then a smaller circle, little hat on top.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, here's what I'm, actually what I'm seeing.
Yes.
Not that helpful, but I'm seeing a hippo's face wearing a hat.
I'll allow hippos.
You'll allow hippos?
Yeah. For the one time only,
right.
I will allow hippos.
You know what I mean?
Now, if you were to turn it upside down,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like you could also make that a circus dog, right? On his platform.
Oh, totally. Yes.
So the hat is his just, I'm behaving well.
Yes.
I'm ready absolutely. To jump through
like a classic
at a moment's
poodle,
notice.
Poodle balancing on a little thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
This is fun. This is fun. I'm having a great time.
It's fun and kind of hard in a way that I think you could have a lot of fun with.
I think so too. And if you were to look at all of these long enough, you'd be like, oh yeah, now you can make a dog out of each and every one of these. Mm-hmm. And I beg you to. Please.
Yes.
And then send me the photos.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Alexis.
Renee.
It's what the listeners have been waiting for all year.
All year they've been waiting for this, I bet.
Yep. Alexis's dog guide.
We knew that was going to be the name of it, right? Yep. Just right now, we decided.
Exactly. And the guide to what? Did you want to put gift in the title, Renee? I certainly did not. Dog guide. You figure it out from there.
Yeah, this is just me giving you guides to dogs. I like them all. So it's just me naming every dog.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. Each dog gets a guide appointed by Alexis.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. Alexis's gift-giving dog guide.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me at first, let's take down the pieces first, that are already out. How wrong did they get it, Alexis?
Okay. Look, some of these are fun. Like the, okay.
Okay.
The first gift that I think you can avoid. Oh, yeah. What?
People who want to play along, where are you finding this?
I mean, all over the internet. They're all the same. This one's from the New York Strategist, but truly any gift guide you have, they all.
They're all the same. Yeah.
So the first gift type that I'm just going to kind of prod at a little are the puzzles for dogs.
Yeah.
And here's why. They're very fun. At first. The first time you do it, they're very fun.
Okay.
Once your dog has solved the puzzle,
And
if you have a smart dog, it's kind of fast. And then
never be interested again.
They're not interested again. That's my advice. However, I do have good experience with things like snuffle mats. Because that's more about finding things than it is about solving a puzzle.
Fair.
So, you know.
Fair.
If your dog loves them,
the plastic guides that look like fun, that look like they'll take your dog an hour to work out, that's not what happens.
No. And also, if you have a big dog like Tugboat, he can just pick the whole thing up and...
Oh, yeah. And he did. Yes. Yes.
So, you know, maybe be careful. So that's my big takedown for the year. I think that's the main one that I'm going to think. I am going to say, don't be afraid to buy basic things for your friends with dogs / your own dogs, like a new harness or a leash, because...
Oh.
Like, I don't know for you, but I don't get a new one very often because it's like, well, I have one. I'm not going to get a new one.
Right. I don't need a new one yet. Yeah.
But like, gosh, I love to have them. And if they're cute and they're, you know, if it's seasonal or something, that's cute. I'm not going to buy it for myself. And I think that's the key to a good gift is a thing that you want but are not going to do.
Yeah.
My second thing is if you are tight on cash or, you know, it's not what it's all about is... I love if you want to gift a friend a coupon for like, hey, this is good for one free dog sit or one free dog walk for when you're out of town. Because then you just get to make a fun little coupon.
Okay. I love it.
My third one,
three
of three,
Yes, three of three. Counting. Yes.
this one is just silly, but there's a little Charlie's bag. It's a backpack for a dog.
Come on.
And it's so cute.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and just like we talked about at the beginning of the show, the grocery bag for Tug is just fun. If there's any way that you can get a dog to carry something, you want to get that gift. Yeah.
When you told that story, I was like, this is perfect because on this list, I have this little backpack and hey, you'd be all set. You and Tug both have a backpack full of groceries.
And if Tug had it, I could put the kale in Tug's bag.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And it's just big enough where you could actually, you know, there's smaller ones for small dogs, but they get bigger for a bigger dog.
Right.
And you can put like the, you know, dog poop bags and things like that, treats and whatever. But I really like the idea of just using it as an extra bag for you that your dog carries. It's so cute.
It's real cute. It's real cute. Yeah, that's great. I love it. I personally would never, ever cash out a coupon, but I am not a resourceful, responsible, remembering, oh, right, you gave that to me person.
Yeah, fair.
So I like it. I like it. Can I build on that?
Yes, please.
Can you put the date down?
Ooh.
Just be like, hey, on January 1st, I'm taking the dog for the day.
Yeah.
And you just, you put it on the calendar for him.
That's really nice.
That's my, oh yeah, then we got it. And we got it. And then listen, I know it's cliche, but I love that BarkBox. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. It is always a home run. Never once have we gotten a BarkBox that was bad.
Yep.
Get the Super Chewer if you have a Super Chewer type of dog. But if you're like, I don't know, BarkBox. I would never, with the amount of BarkBoxes that I had, like if I had 8 subscriptions to BarkBox a month, so it's the exact same thing 8 times, I'd be like, perfect.
This is great.
This is great. Yeah. You can't give enough BarkBoxes, according to me.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, there we go. We did it. We solved Christmas.
Solved Christmas.
Alexis.
Renee.
We did it. We made it to the end of the show.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
I know. Sweet, sweet listeners are like, I'm pretty sure you're just going to talk about Succession the whole time. But you didn't.
We didn't. You thought
you
we
got
would...
yourself out of that hole?
Mm-hmm.
You managed to talk about dogs. Good for you. Good for you, hosts. Great work. Alexis, I want to do it. Now, I think we might take a little bit of a break over the holidays.
Yes.
But we still have one more before we take that break. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So... I gotta say goodbye. I'm gonna see you again next week.
Yeah, I'll see you again next week.
See you next week. Listeners, we're gonna see you next week. You guys listening, we love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You're the best thing that ever happened to us. Max Fun, you're the best. Moderators of Facebook, you're the best. Mm-hmm. Anybody affiliated with the show, you're the very, very best. And we love you so much. Please go make those Christmas cookies for me.
Oh my God, yes. Please.
I need them. I need them. Okay. Until then, Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.